is seeing three lines of fortune on the forehead of the children in all four directions. One line is the fortune of getting God's sustenance. The second line of fortune is, and the second line is the fortune of the elevated teachings from the true teacher. And the third shining line is of Srimad. All the three lines of fortune are shining very well on the foreheads of all the children in all four directions. Are you also able to see your three lines of fortune? As the bestower of fortune is the father of your children, then could there be anyone else who would have such an elevated fortune? Bhaktada is saying that in the world there are so many billions of souls.
One crore of
as so many crores of souls. You are only 600,000 families, and that is so few out of the huge lot. You are the few, a handful, aren't you? Actually, in every human life, these three things, namely sustenance, study, that is education, and elevated instructions or dictates, are very necessary. However, sustenance given by God, or God's sustenance, compared, there is a very big difference between God's sustenance and the sustenance, teachings and dictates of deities and humans. It's a difference of day and night. Yours is such an elevated fortune which you did not even ever think of. But now the heart of each one sings. Heart of each one of you sings, I have achieved, I have achieved. Are you singing this song, or are you saying that we are still to achieve? What will you say? Have you achieved already, haven't you, or are you still to achieve? As you children sing, I have achieved, and on seeing your elevated fortune, even Baba is so happy. Children say, wah, Baba, wah, how great Baba is. And Baba says, wah, bachi, wah, how great the children are. you don't have to only keep this consciousness or awareness in your intellect. You have also to become the embodiment of the elevated awareness or consciousness. That I am the most fortunate soul. Many children have very good thoughts. However, you don't have to become the embodiment of thoughts only, you have to become the embodiment of the awareness, the consciousness, not just allow it to be in your thoughts only. Because whatever is, when you are conscious of that, you are aware of that, then you are able to get the strength from that. If it's only in your thoughts, but you are not the embodiment of it, then the strength cannot be achieved. Therefore, Baba keeps smiling when he sees the different games children play sometimes. Some become embodiments of thoughts only. They are not constantly embodiments of the form of those thoughts, but they are just thinking and thinking. Sometimes they are thinking and sometimes they are the form of that. That is, they are the form of that consciousness. Their stage is, their form is natural and constant, stable. They are stable. But those are only thinking. The stage is only of thinking, then they have to work hard. They have to labor. This confluence age is not the age of labor. It is the age of experiencing all attainments. You have labored for 63 births. However, now it is the age or the time to reap the fruit of all the labor you did for that long. Bhaktada was observing that, was noticing that when you are aware of body consciousness, do you have to work hard on that? Do you have to tell yourself again and again, I am this, I am this, I am this? No. It has, it became your nature, it became such a strong nature in you. That even now many children when it's time for them to be soul conscious, body consciousness attracts them towards it. They think, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. But body consciousness has been so natural in them that even if they don't want it, even if they don't think about it, they come into body consciousness. Bhaktada says, now in this life, when you have died alive, soul consciousness should become so natural and in you that you should not do any type of hard work of saying, I'm a soul, I'm a soul. It should be so natural in you. As you have taken a Brahmin birth, when you took your Brahmin birth, it's just like when a child is born. At that time, he doesn't have any. When that little child grows up to some extent, when he's able to have some understanding, he is told who you are, whose you are, and so on. Similarly, when you took your Brahmin birth, what introduction were you given? Who are you? You were told that you were told to learn this lesson of the soul well, weren't you? So this is the first lesson, that is introduction of the soul. This is the first lesson. But then now, that should become your natural nature. Just like the child is not told again and again, you are this. He is told at the beginning, but later on it becomes his natural nature. So too, what you were told at the beginning when you took your spiritual birth, that you are a soul, but now that should become your natural nature. Also, you should not work hard to remember that. Similarly, so as according to the time, according to the need of the hour, your soul conscious stage, should become natural. Many children do have it, that is, it's their natural nature to be soul conscious. They don't have to think that I'm a soul, but they are the embodiment of that consciousness already. Now it has to be made constant. It has to be made natural. It has to be made constant and natural. the final paper or final test exam paper. Of all the Brahmin children, will be this small one. Conqueror of attachment and embodiment of the highest consciousness. That will be your last paper, your test. Therefore, what will you do in this year? Many children say, or they ask Baba, Baba, what should be our aim for this year? So, Bap Dada says, Bhagavad Bhaktana says, may you be constantly the embodiment of soul consciousness. Embodiment of soul consciousness, may you be that constantly. You are destined to claim Jiva Mukti, liberation in life. However, before you become Jiva Mukti, liberated in life, you have to become liberated from labor. So become liberated from labor in order to become liberated in life. This stage will bring the end closer. This stage will bring the end time closer. And your brothers and sisters in the world or of the world will be liberated from through that. That is your stage. This stage of yours will enable the souls to open the gate of Mukti Dham, soul world, for the souls of the world. So, don't you feel mercy on your brothers and sisters? Don't you feel mercy on your brothers and sisters? The souls in all four directions are crying out loudly. Therefore, liberation in you will enable all of them to be liberated. Therefore, check whether you are, check to what extent have you attained the stage of being the embodiment of that elevated consciousness in a natural way. Because when you are the embodiment of that consciousness, you will also get the strength from that consciousness. And when there is strength in you, then waste will be finished automatically. And when strength is gained automatically, you won't have to make hard effort again and again. Therefore, in this year, as Bab Dada has love for all the children, doesn't like to see children laboring or making hard efforts to finish their problems. Your problems should be finished, and Baba wishes to see that your problems are finished and you become the embodiment of all solutions. Can this be possible? Can it be possible? Say, Dadis, say, can it be possible? And Dadiji is saying, yes, it can be possible. Say, teachers, can it be possible? The teachers sitting in the first row, they are saying yes. And the Pandavas, they are also raising their hand and saying yes. Then, after that, don't give excuses that this was a problem, that happened, no, this is why this happened. If this would not have happened, then that would not have happened. Bap Dada has seen many games of yours of this form. They are very sweet games. Let anything happen. Even if a problem comes which is mightier, 100 times mightier than even the Himalayas, but it should not shake you, whether the problem comes in the body or it's a problem of the body or of wealth or by nature or by other human beings. So body, wealth, nature, other human beings, these problems or situations should not make your stage fluctuate, because they are nothing compared to your elevated stage. And the method for making your stage elevated is to be in your self-respect. Let this self-respect be in a natural form. Not that you should, you have to remember it again and again to work. Make hard efforts for that, that yes, no, I'm not body conscious, I have to be soul conscious, oh, I'm the spinner of the three aspects of time, I am the precious jewel of Baba's eyes, I'm seated on Baba's heart throne. You already are, you don't have to tell yourself again and again, you are on it. Could there be anyone else who will come and sit on Baba's heart throne, who had sat on Bap Dada's heart throne in the last kalpa? Were the others or were they you? So you are them, you were them, you are them. And in every kalpa it will be you. It is fixed. Bap Dada is looking at all your faces and is recognizing you, that you are the same children of the last kalpa. Are you only of this kalpa or or are you of many kalpas, countless kalpas? Aren't you the same of every kalpa? Those who say that we are of every kalpa, and everyone is raising their hand, then it's fixed, is it not? It's destined. You are destined for it. You've got the pass certificate already. Haven't you received the pass certificate, or have you to still claim one? Have you already received it? Haven't you received it? Or are you to still take one? No, you already received it. In the last kalpa you received it, so how can you not get it in this kalpa? This is being the embodiment of the highest consciousness. You already have received the certificate. Whether it is certificate of pass with honor or it is a pass certificate, but that difference may be there, but it's the certificate has been received by you. So I am the same of the last kalpa. This consciousness has to be kept. Are you sure of it, aren't you? Or now you are remembering, but then when you go back and you sit in the train or in the plane, it will be forgotten or it will fly away too. No, it shouldn't. See, this year, as you made a determined thought that during Shivratri, we will celebrate Shivratri with great zeal and enthusiasm. You had this determined thought and you did it, didn't you? Didn't all of you celebrate Shivratri with great zeal and enthusiasm? So, wasn't it possible to do as you had thought of it? Wasn't it? So if that was possible, then what will you say to this? Whose wonder is it? It is the wonder of unity and determination. So it's because of unity and determination that you could celebrate Shivratri in a grand manner with great zeal and enthusiasm. Did you ever think of it? That we, as you had thought that we will, you had thought that you would do 67 programs, but then Bhattadhan observed that you did even much more than that. Many children did do even much more than 67 programs. That is, so That is the sign of being the embodiment of determination. And zeal, enthusiasm, and strength. The practical proof of that. You did it in a very natural way, didn't you? That is, it was all automatic, wasn't it? Similarly, come together and encourage each other. Make a determined thought. That we have to bring the end time closer. Make a determined thought of this. We have to make the end time closer. Come closer. We have to get the souls be liberated. But all that will happen only when you change the habit of only thinking into the stage of being the embodiment of the elevated consciousness. Bab Dada has heard. That in foreign countries too, the double foreigners too are going to do their meetings. You know, this NCO meeting in Delhi, and that's what Baba is referring to that. And also those of India are going to do this meeting. But Baba is saying, do not make only service plans in your meetings, but let it be a meeting in which you make plans of a balance between self stage and service. So become cooperative, helpful to each other, is help each other. So that Master Sami Shakti One, help each other to the extent that all of you become master almighty authorities and keep flying forward. Become a bestower and help one another. Don't see other things. become helpful, cooperative. Maintain your self-respect and give respect to others and become cooperative. Because if you give respect from the heart to anyone, this is a very, very big charity. If you give respect to someone from the heart, you are doing a very, very big charity. Why? Because if you give zeal and enthusiasm in a weak soul, isn't it a very big charity? You don't have to you don't have to make someone who is fallen down to fall down more, but you have to embrace him. To embrace someone means not physical embrace. It means that you make him like the Father. You help him. Therefore, in this year, as you have asked, haven't you, what should we be doing this year? So, give respect and maintain your self-respect. Become powerful and make others powerful. And do not go into waste talks, waste things. If someone is weak already and you keep looking at his weaknesses, then how will you be able to help him? If you cooperate with others, you will get their blessings. This is an easy way of making efforts. Maybe you cannot do anything else, so don't do anything else. But the easiest efforts are bless souls and get blessings from them. Give respect and become worthy of getting praise. The one who gives respect, the one who gives respect becomes respectable by all. And as much you become respected now, that much you will become a soul, that much sovereignty you will claim and become a soul worthy of worship. Don't think of receiving. Keep giving. It is the work of businessmen to give and take, but you have to keep giving. As you are the children of the bestower. Bhaktada is happy to see the service being done by the children, all four directions. All of you have done very good service. However, you have to move forward now, is it not? All of you did very good service through speech. The result of service which you did through the physical facilities was good too. You also could finish the complaints of many souls. Along with that, seeing the fast speed at which time is moving, Bhaktada wishes that you shouldn't be serving only a few souls. But you are the instrument souls for the souls of the whole world. As you have to become their liberators, as you are the children of the bestower of liberation, therefore according to the need of the hour, therefore, now you have to do three types of service at the same time. One is through speech. The third, the second. Through your own powerful stage. And the third, through the elevated spiritual vibrations. Wherever you serve, there you should spread such spiritual vibrations so that under the influence of those spiritual vibrations, all souls become attracted easily. Towards that spiritual atmosphere vibrations. See, even in this last birth, even though you are in your last birth, but see, your non-living images, they are still doing so much service. Do they speak out anything? No. The vibrations there are such that the devotees receive the fruit of their bhavana, their pure feelings, very easily. Similarly, your vibrations should be so powerful that through those vibrations the rays of powers should spread. The whole atmosphere should change. Vibrations are such a thing that someone's heart is affected immediately, instantly. You must be having the experience that if there is a good or a bad vibration of someone in your heart, then it stays there for a long time, doesn't it? For how long does it stay? Long time, doesn't it? Even if you want to remove that vibration, you are not able to. If someone's bad vibration affects your heart, then it doesn't come out easily, does it? Similarly, the vibrations of the rays of powers will have an imprint in their hearts. speech may be forgotten, but the imprint of vibrations don't come out easily. You have this experience, don't you? You do have this experience. See, Bombay and Gujarat show so much zeal and enthusiasm. But Dada congratulates them multi-million times for that. Why? What was the speciality? Why Baba is congratulating them? You keep doing big functions, but why Baba is congratulating them? Why is Baba congratulating them? Because they were special in both ways. One was unity and the other was determination. Wherever there is unity and determination, there, instead of anything taking 1 year to be accomplished, it can happen in just 1 month. That 1 month is equivalent to 1 year. Did Gujarat hear? And Bombay, did you hear? All those of Gujarat, stand up. So you'll see so many of Gujarat, so many. It's 10 of Gujarat, no, it's 4,500. It's the turn of doing service. 4,500 have come from Gujarat only. So congratulations, congratulations. It's not just the teachers who are to be congratulated. First is you, the brothers and sisters. If it wouldn't have been for your cooperation, even what would even the teachers be able to do? This is why to all the children of Gujarat, congratulations also for the golden chance of taking service turn this time. So double congratulations for taking the service turn now and also for the service you did. Similarly, you have to show this in self-progress as well as the progress of service. Whatever one says, the other one accepts it and respects it and does it. This is, in this way, unity. With unity and determination, keep on moving forward. Congratulations, congratulations. You may sit down. Yes, everyone claps for them. You may sit down. Now those of Bombay, Mumbai, stand up. Just Bombay. Because it's only Bombay who did that program in Bombay, in which over 80,000 people came. In Ahmedabad, over 100,000 came, but then in Bombay also 80,000 came. So you already got the congratulations. Now, there is Maharashtra also, no? With you, Baba can see. Maharashtra, Bombay, Andhra Pradesh, yes, all that is one zone. So, on behalf of the whole Brahmin family, on behalf of Bap Dada too, to Gujarat and to Maharashtra, blessings, lots and lots of blessings from the heart. The blessings from the heart. Will keep on increasing the zeal and enthusiasm in the heart. Is it okay, Pandavs? All of you did very good service. You did very well, and with the cooperation of all of you, it was like the program not only went to success, but then hundreds of thousands were served through that program. You may sit down. Today there are many groups. Baba heard that there are many groups. Which groups are there? Which groups are there? There is business and industry wing. Business industry wing group. So all those are business industry wing. Stand up. Most of them are sitting together. This is good. Bap Dada, is giving a special thought to all those in the business wing, because those who are in business, they do get customers. You don't have to go to them, but they come to you. So, those who come in your contact or relationship, to them, you should at least give the message just as the industrialists and businessmen, they have their card, no? Business card, which so in your business cards there should be some good slogans of knowledge. There should be the address too. And also an invitation in a few words. have you got your cards printed in this way? If someone has, raise your hand. Raise your hand high if you've got such type of business cards, your introduction cards. Yes, but the others haven't, only a few have. So you are of the business field, aren't you? Actually, those who are doing business, not keep business, they can sit at home and do not so much service. Because customers will come to you, and if you don't serve them, they will complain to you that we came as customers to you and you didn't give us the message. So you prepare such cards. And they should be so well printed, so beautiful, that they should not throw away in a waste paper bin, but they should keep them as a souvenir, prepared in such a way. And business people are very clever in making dealings, no? Very clever, aren't you? A good businessman is the one who's able to not allow this customer to go away without buying anything. That's a good businessman. So, don't you want your customers to have a deal with God too? Do you want them to have a deal only of clothes and things and physical things only? Not a deal with God? Businessmen can make souls very cooperative, and from cooperative souls, very, very gradually, they will become yogi souls too. So in this year, you have to prepare a list of all the cooperative souls and find out how many those in the business wing gave message to others, how many they made them cooperative, how many were made cooperative, and how many were made easy yogis. So how many were given the introduction, how many were made cooperative, and how many were made easy yogis. So in this way you can increase the numbers. No, Daddy says that you have to increase the number from 600,000 to 900,000 or even more. So in this way you can increase the number. You are raising your hand now, but then but don't think that Bab Dada will not know. Baba sits the subtle regions and watches everything, what you do. There's no need even to ask anything. So won't you do the wonder? Those of the business wing, will you do the wonder when they're raising their hand? It is said that if someone is ready to do something good, they say, okay, a gulab rose in your mouth, and Bab Dada will say, a gulab jamun in your mouth. Did the gulab jamun reach your mouth? Okay, you may sit down. Shashiben is saying, sports group, there is a sports group, and Shashiben is the national coordinator of that sports group. And Baba saying, yes, yes, stand up, Baba needs also those who are able to play games, sports. You know, now the World Cup is going on, so it's a big name. So Baba saying, yes, such souls are also needed. And Baba is asking them, what type of games you make people play? Do you just watch games or do you also make them play games? Yeah, everyone watches games nowadays. Everyone is interested in watching games. But Dada knows, you know, they're watching the cricketers playing World Cup in South Africa. So Baba Singh, Baba knows, we all watch that. So games are also very essential, because nowadays people are very tense, so they need games. Bab Dada heard that in foreign countries there was this one child who has prepared very good games for children. Who has done that? That one should stand up. Who has prepared games for children? Who has done it? Is he not here? Bab Dada got the news. Yes, who is it? And Bab Dada liked it very much. Show it to everyone. Who is it? That brother, Manvinder Singh from Australia, Sydney. He is the one who has prepared games for children. So Bab was telling him to show it to everyone. So he has invented something good. And in this week, invent more so that it could be a game as well as it could interest knowledge. Even if someone is doing the course, it could be in a game form. It's a good invention. Congratulations, Brother Manvinder of Australia. I was telling him to show it to everyone. In this way, you could hold some entertaining programs, because people have heard too many lectures already. So do invent something new, so that even if they are not interested otherwise, but people will come with this interest. And so that your brothers and sisters are awakened. So it's good. You keep on making plans. It's very good. You keep on holding meetings. It's very good. Bab Dada likes the children, the plans children make. Therefore, this year prepare something of this sort, just as Baba remembers when you used to hold melas at the beginning, used to keep such things so that people were attracted automatically, and they used to tell others, go and watch it, go and watch it, go and see it. So invent something like that which will attract people. Okay, good. Who is in charge of that? Shashi Ben, yes. Shashi Ben and Kuldeep Ben. So yes, and to make them clever in this. Very good. Okay, you may sit down. Congratulations. And also education wing. Also the education wing. Education wing. education wing teachers have come. All the teachers, lucky teachers who are in the education wing, all professors, teachers, not many have come. Very few have come. Yes, education is very important. This is why even the government is paying great interest in education. All of you have done many programs of education, and you have to do more and more. Continue to move forward in that. Many souls could come through this profession, through this field, wing of education. And all the NCOs, all the NCOs who will be participating in the meeting in Delhi from 27th onwards, all the NCOs, so the NCOs are here. There's so many of them. 125 on the list, NCOs. So what wonder will you do? So many long lost, now found, serviceable children of Bap Dada who will come together in the meeting. So what newness, what special thing will you show in that? Won't you do anything new in it? It is good. So come together, all together, prepare a program of great intensity, jwala roop, in like intense fire form. Make such a plan. First of all, your stage should become like that intense fire form, volcanic stage. So that, first of all, in your stage, you should be that, and secondly, in service, invent something new so that service is done in a shortcut way, because according to the present time, the biggest problem is the problem of finding time. People can't spare time. Therefore, make a plan of service in such a way that it could be done through drishti, through vibrations, through attitude. That is, in a short time, they should be able to understand that they will get something from here, and they can get only from here. They will get something only from here, so make such a plan. Just as a magnet gives such a strong pull, even if a needle wants to move away, it cannot. On the contrary, it is pulled towards the needle automatically without any effort. So too, you make a plan in such a way so that souls are attracted. As you are double foreigners, you will do everything double. And your instruments, dadis, your didis and dadi, dadi and didis, that's what you say, no? Nirmala didi, Sudesh didi. So all your dadi and all your didis are very clever. Even the Pandavas are no less. See, Baba is able to see the Pandavas. As Brother Ken, Brian, so many Pandavas. Here Baba is seeing 5 Pandavas in the front rows, and there's one standing behind the 5. So what did the 5 Pandavas do? They finished off the whole army of Kauravas. So I can see, you know, Anthony, Faswa, and Ernesto, David, Ken, all that, all there. So Baba is telling them, the Pandavas are no less. Only 5 Pandavas could finish such a big army of Kauravas. They are you, aren't you? Won't you do the wonders? So do something. It could be service through your thoughts, service through your determined thoughts, service through your drishti, your attitude, your vibrations. Make some plans, okay? Yes? Dadis, didis, is it okay? There is Nirmala Ben, Jyanti Ben, Moini Ben, all are sitting here. Here too, there are many on the sister's side, so many NCOs. They're all standing, Baba's looking at them. Baba's saying, double foreigners are no less than the teachers of India. It's a large quantity too of teachers abroad. So if you do something, the wonders are already done. So you first make plans, then you make the plans first, and then you give your plans to the service meeting of India. And they know jewels will be studied. You make the crown, and then you give that in the service meeting of India, which will be in April, you know, 9th to 15th of April. So Baba is saying that the teachers of India in their service meeting will stud that crown and make it like a studded crown with jewels and diamonds. Very good. Bap Dada is already seeing that wonderful, attractive crown studded with gold and diamonds and all precious jewels right now. See, Baba is very happy to see all the double foreigners in this way. Did all of you see that wonderful? Did you see so many teachers abroad? All of them are ready now, and they are not small teachers, quite very experienced, mature teachers. Others are many, but these ones, the NCOs especially. So Bap Dada Bab Dada, when he is very, very, very happy, really, 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 really happy to see the double foreigners, serviceable children. Congratulations. So double foreigners with him, why should we clap? All of you should clap for them. So they're all clapping for the double foreigners. Yes. Double foreigners already doing it. It's you, the Bharatvasis, who should congratulate them. You did a good thing. You can congratulate them more and more with more hard claps, loud claps for them. So they're clapping again for the double foreigners. Okay, you may sit down. Double foreigners have come from 76 countries. And also there is Kumar's retreat going on. Double foreigners, Kumar's retreat going on. All the Kumars who are in the Kumar's retreat stand up. They have put on their sign. See, they have a neck belt around their neck. Show everyone on the TV. See, the sign is so beautiful. They have a neck belt. So it's being shown on the television. It's a youth group. Did the youth group make any new plan here in the Kumar's retreat? All of your youth, did you make any new plans, or are you still thinking? Should take the World Cup from the Brahmin family, Brahmin world family. You should take a World Cup from them. So Baba is comparing the World Cup which the youth are taking in South Africa. So obviously them to take the World Cup. But those of Delhi haven't yet prepared any plan for the youth. Baba is saying also the Delhi people to stand up. So many from Delhi too. Those of Delhi have to make all the youth come together and make them take a World Cup from the Brahmin world. World Cup from the Brahmin world. You have to do that. Do you have the courage? Make a plan. You can make a plan. And see, the Prime Minister and the President of India are in favor of the youth. Presently in the world, one, it's not the cricket game, but not just the cricket game, but another game is going on. On one hand is the game of upheaval, and on the other hand is the stable stage. Baba is referring maybe to the Iraq, America threats. So on one hand is the upheaval stage. stage, on the other hand, is the stable stage. This is why, according to the time, you can take a lot of benefit from that. Make a plan. When you do the meeting, this meeting of India too is going to happen from 9th to 14th, 15th April, Baba is telling them. So all youth should think, Baba is referring to the Kumar's group again, you to start making plans. And those of Delhi also should start making plans. Do some wonders. Victory is destined for you anyway. Okay, you may sit down. Underwent a training in Ahmedabad. This is the last group and therefore variety groups are here. What are the Kumaris thinking? The Kumaris are very lucky. The moment they surrender, and people call them Didi. And also see how much fortune you have, how fortunate you are, that you become teachers, and then you also get the throne for reading Baba's Murli. It's like getting the Guru's seat for speaking the words of the Guru. You know, so it's considered to be very high, and Baba calls you Guru Bhai, you know, brothers of the Guru. So like the Guru. Won't you become like that? Have you finished the training or is it still going on? The training is going on, is it? Finished the training. Now, have you started staying in the center? Congratulations, yes. So they have started staying in centers. Now, see, you have to become such teachers that everyone should say to you that she is an ideal teacher who is selfless and a real server. Because teachers could be many, but you have to become such a teacher who is an ideal one, like the one who does selfless service and very humble, very calm, cool, humble, tireless server. That's what you have to be. Once you be like that, and they are waving to Baba and saying, yes Baba, we will become that. Very good. You have zeal, you have enthusiasm. You will surely be successful. Not that you will be, but you already are successful. Okay, you may sit down. Now Baba wants us to go beyond After coming into speech, Baba wants us to go into silence, and Baba says, now within a second, stabilize yourselves in the stage of the sun of knowledge. And give rays of all powers to the frightened souls who are in great upheaval in all four corners of the world. Give them powerful rays and spread those powerful vibrations. And Baba goes into silence, continues to give powerful drishti. I am the sun of knowledge, radiating rays of powers to the distressed souls. The souls in fear, the souls in upheaval. Baba continues to give drishti all around to the 20,000 Brahmins sitting in the hall. The hall is completely full. Baba's drishti goes around. Quite fast. Baba continues giving drishti Akdada has received all your different letters and greeting cards and emails and news of children of all four directions. Everyone has been saying, give my remembrance to Baba, convey my remembrance to Baba. And Baba says, Bab Dada has received your remembrance, has received your remembrance. Even those who are sitting far away in distance are seated here on Bab Dada's heart throne. So all those who have told you, give my love and remembrance to Baba, give my remembrance of Baba, is responding to that, that Baba has received your love and remembrance. The children's love and the father's love is making the children fly. To all the most elevated, fortunate souls who are a few out of the multi-millions, children who always stay in their self-respect, give respect to others, to all the service-able children, who are embodiments of elevated consciousness and thereby become embodiments of all powers. To those children who are always stable, unshakable, seated on the stage, on the seat of stability and are unshakable. To such stable and unshakable children, Bhaktadas, love, remembrance and Namaste.